Let us bow together in prayer. May the words of my mouth, may the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. As most of you know, on Tuesday, I leave to attend the conference of the National Campus Ministers Association, which this year will be held on the campus of Agnes Scott College in Decatur, Georgia. As most of you know, my ministry over the past 50 years has been a combination of serving congregations as a pastor, while at one and the same time serving as a campus minister and sometimes college professor at various colleges around New York State. I served up at St. Lawrence University and then SUNY Oswego, and then I came to Long Island in 1972 to serve as the executive minister for Long Island United Campus Ministries. I have been a very active member in our professional organization, NCMA, the National Campus Ministry Association, and I have always enjoyed attending the annual summer conference. Well, in thinking about being gone this week, I consider it a pause that refreshes. Some of you may remember that that was a slogan for many years for Coca-Cola. In fact, I did a little research on that. Did you know that Coca-Cola has been on the market since 1886 and had as its advertising slogan then the simple phrase, "Drink Coca-Cola"? In 1900, the slogan was deliciously refreshing for headache and exhaustion. That's probably because originally it had coke in it, cocaine. In 1929, Archie Lee, the president of an ad company, came up with this slogan, "The pause that refreshes." And though other slogans followed over the years, this is the one that for many of us has always remained popular. I think the copyright for that has probably expired, so I'm taking the liberty of using it for my sermon title. You see, vacations are important, but regular getaways may be even more important. A change of scenery is important, not just to relax and recharge, but also to create a different kind of environment from the typical routine. I'm not taking a vacation this week. I'm not trying to just get away. It's a continuing education experience. It is a pause that refreshes. Our church treasurer will record it not as vacation, but as study leave, which means I still have, I think, 6 Sundays left for vacation before the end of the year. I think this call to pause and refresh yourself by drinking deeply dates back at least to the scene from the Gospel of John that well probably served with purpose for generations before Jesus. That well being the well of Jacob. Let me for a moment or two try to recreate the scene as it is recorded there in the Gospel of John. Jesus has been traveling by foot from Judea to Galilee, from south to north, going through the province of Samaria, which lay between the two. The scripture says that Jesus was weary from his journey, and he sat down at the well. It was, said the scriptures, the sixth hour, or around 12 noon, the hot time of the day there in the Holy Land. Jesus was road weary from traveling, but he was tired also because back there in Judea he had been run ragged. Jesus had left Judea because he knew he had to just get away for a while. And Galilee, with its famous sea, seemed very promising to him. He sits by the well of Jacob, no doubt remembering the stories of how his great ancestor Jacob had built this well, and how it had been a resting place for those weary of traveling. And secondly, it was a place of renewal, as visitors remembered again the stories that were connected with this place. And also, thirdly, it was a place for refreshment, known for the good taste of the drinking water that lay at its depth. So for Jesus, it was a good place to be. It offered a pause that refreshes. I think that story and the symbolism that is wrapped up in it says much to me, and I trust to you as well. As we come to this halfway point in the year 2013, and for many of us, it's a time to take a little break. The road of life, in comparison with the road from Judea to Galilee through Samaria, is just as difficult to travel for most of life's pilgrims. Whether we talk about the pressures of work, or the demands of family life, or personal health problems, physical or mental, or whether we talk about the various responsibilities that we either choose or get thrust upon us, all of that can be exhausting. All of us need times to just pause in the midst of it all. And hopefully that pause itself brings refreshment. The scriptures never back away from the fact that there were times when Jesus was very weary. Times when Jesus was exhausted. Times when Jesus felt getting away from it all was necessary. There were times he left the crowds to go out into a boat with his fishermen friends. There were times when he withdrew to the Garden of Gethsemane. And we have the story now of Jesus sitting down there at the well of Jacob. And he heard the voice of the Eternal One. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The Reverend James Forbes, for many years professor of homiletics at Union Theological Seminary and the former pastor at Riverside Church of New York City, Jim considered to be one of this country's outstanding preachers, and I am happy to say a friend of mine ever since we were classmates in seminary. But I remember him preaching on this verse I just quoted for you a few minutes ago. Jim laid his soul bare in that particular sermon. He told the congregation at Riverside that morning that his busy schedule the previous year, traveling from one end of the country to the other as guest preacher and lecturer, plus all the demands on him with his teaching load and his writing schedule, had brought him to the point of near exhaustion. And his family thought that he may have to be placed in the hospital. How difficult it was for Jim to take seriously the words, "Come unto me and rest rest. There needs to be a time to pause. There needs to be a place to rest. But you know, I think we would miss the whole point of the story of Jesus at the well if we would not acknowledge the significance of the words that he spoke to the woman, namely, that he was able to give her living water that, when received, would become like a spring of water welling up within her to eternal life. Jesus knew that though we thirst for water, particularly after a difficult walk, there's a much deeper thirst that all of us have. There's a spiritual thirst that really needs to be satisfied. Not only do our bodies need refreshment, so do our souls, so do our spirits. Physical exhaustion is one thing, spiritual exhaustion is something else, though I realize it's difficult for us to separate the physical and the spiritual, for we are one person. But there is a spiritual dimension that needs to be revitalized just as much as the physical. And here too, we need the opportunity to pause, and that the pause itself can be refreshing. Here too, we need to drink from the well that is deep. The psalmist declares, "My soul is thirsty for the living God." Isaiah said, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the water and freely drink." And Jesus on this occasion said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." He was talking about receiving the Spirit with which rejuvenates, reinvigorates us. You know, as we've come to this first Sunday in July, I would hope that during this summer period, in which no doubt you will give some attention to renewing your body by enjoying the beach or maybe woods, maybe even travel up into a mountain, or even by sitting home in your yard and taking in the wonders of creation, I would hope that at one and the same time you would give attention to renewing the spiritual dimension of your life. Some of that will happen for me through reading those books that I have longed to read and have not found the time to read them. God speaks to me so often in the writings of others. Books often open me up to dimensions of life that I had never heeded before. These next couple of months will be a time of growth for me, and I trust in the things of the Spirit. And it's going to begin Tuesday when I head to Decatur, Georgia. And during those 5 days, I will open myself up to God speaking to me through the keynote speaker, through the conversations that I have with my clergy colleagues, and through my personal quiet time. I need that. I need that if I'm going to continue to fulfill my calling as a spiritual leader for this congregation. Jesus makes it quite plain that if we drink deeply of the water that he offers, drink deeply of the water that he offers, we will, in fact, become a spring of water able to nourish others. I hope that be true. I really hope that be true. I pray that I might be a spring of living water, knowing that to be so, I must first of all become filled myself. And so now, as we enter into the second half of the calendar year, with these so-called lazy, hazy days of summer. I pray that it might first of all be a time for you and for me to pause. Secondly, a time to get in touch with our own personal history again. And thirdly, to take time to let our souls be satisfied by drinking of that living water that Jesus offers. That you and I, being filled, can in fact become like springs of water for others, providing nourishment to them. Yes, may these days that lie ahead of us be a time to take that pause that refreshes. Amen.